Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. This morning, Bob Robb tackles Governor Doug Ducey and what he calls his attempt to micromanage Arizona schools as they try to keep kids and staff safe in the new year. He argues the governor needs to, quote, stay in his lane. I spoke with editorial page editor Phil Boas more about it, and he argues this is actually about much more than individual battles with school districts.
I would say that this points to some broad philosophical differences between left and right all across America. And really what it is, it's about setting the ground rules as we go from the COVID-19 pandemic to an endemic. And a pandemic is a disease that's prevalent throughout the country, a continent, the entire world. An endemic, what we're headed for, is really a disease that persists in a population or a region that has settled into a relatively constant rate of occurrence. So it becomes something like the flu. And I mean, COVID-19 has different characteristics than the flu, but as far as where it's headed to this seasonal sort of disease that we're going to be dealing with forever. It's not going to go away. And so what is happening now is you have left and right are sort of wrestling over what are going to be the ground rules as we move forward in that.
Yeah. So in that, we have this debate about how schools should operate, right? And Ducey has, at this point, rescinded, most of his emergency orders on the pandemic. Like, he's left a lot of this up to people. But in this case, it's a little bit different. What's happening?
Right. So the first horses out of the gate here were the legislature, where they set a new law, where they put restrictions on what schools could do, what various institutions could do as far as setting mandates that are related to the pandemic. So there were two school districts that came out with new rules that basically, if you had contact with COVID-19 and you were unvaccinated as a teacher or student, that you would need to quarantine. And so the governor's office sent letters to a couple of Arizona school districts and told them that they would be in violation of the law that the legislature had just set. Mm-hmm. And so that sort of set everything in motion. And that's where Bob Robb comes in, because Bob is a conservative and a libertarian, and he has been arguing from the very beginning of this pandemic that there are places in which the governor has overstepped his bounds, has acted beyond his own authority as governor and beyond the law. And he argues that this is an occasion that really the governor's office has no business telling those school districts how they manage this disease moving forward.
That's really interesting, because he's not making the same argument that maybe some other conservatives are making. This is about almost the legality, it sounds like.
It is. I mean, he is basically saying that the authority to make these kinds of decisions rests with the Board of Education and also with the Superintendent of Public Instruction, who's a statewide elected official, and it's not with the governor's office. And so, he thinks that it's improper for the governor to be doing that. Now, Bob will also argue, where the left will not, that the governor's done a good job at managing the whole balancing act of the pandemic, which is not only a public health problem, but it's also an economic problem that can lead to all kinds of other problems down the road if you don't deal with that as well.
Right. So he argues, schools should be open and people should be able to make their own decisions about this, but also these institutions should be able to make their own decisions about how to handle it going forward.
Right. And what's really interesting, it was really Europe, which is, most of the Western European nations are to the left of the United States, but they were the first to argue and to understand that opening up the public schools in the pandemic was the key to unlocking the economies of these countries. Mm-hmm. And they had the science to back it up, and they were touting their science. And it was interesting, because in this country, the left was pushing against that and the right was pushing for it. Let's get the schools open.
Yeah. One of the things he's essentially arguing here, right, because he's a libertarian, as you say, is that we should leave this up to individuals, not only that, but then to individual districts. People can make their own decisions on this. These districts should be able to make their own decisions on this. Do you think that also can lead to problems, though, in terms of like having a patchwork of regulations again, much like we did at the beginning of the pandemic?
It's an unavoidable battle. It was going to happen and it had to happen because these are hard issues to figure out. I mean, we don't do this with the flu, okay? We strongly encourage people to get their flu shots, but we don't mandate it. We don't make people wear face masks. Now, admittedly, the COVID-19 is more serious, but eventually COVID-19 is probably going to settle down. Now that our bodies have gotten acquainted with this strange new bug, you know, by the year, it should become less dangerous. Now, that's not a given because you have all kinds of variances that can flare up and create problems, but it is likely to head in that direction. I think that's where most of the epidemiologists think that it's headed. And so it's a balancing act between security and freedom, an old argument that goes on in many different spheres of politics.
You say, you know, we don't require people to get their flu shot, but we do in schools require kids to be vaccinated for lots of other things.
We do. Very serious diseases, you know, you're right, we do. It is not new ground. That's going to be the question moving forward. Where does COVID-19 fit in all of this? Is it polio or is it the flu?
Right. And probably just the beginning of these debates we will be seeing. All right.
Right.
That is Phil Boas, editorial page editor with the Arizona Republic, joining us as always on Monday morning. Phil, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you taking the time.
You bet. Thank you, Lauren.